I see the suffering. I see the how they are treated and how China is destroying this. Is sad. On the other side, of course, they have a karma. Chinese and Tibetans, they have a common karma. They have to live as neighbors together. And I mean, now the communist time in China. How long is it? 40, 50, 60 years now. This is nothing. Yeah? We have seen it in Europe. We have thought this is forever the dividing of Europe and of Berlin, and we have seen how fast, we have seen now in Middle East how fast. Just 10 days ago I was in Libya, and I came to Libya, nothing was happening. After 3 days, big change. So I think that sooner or later, also in China, there will be a change, sooner or later. And this might take time still, but it will be. And the Tibetan culture, I am not afraid that this is disappearing. The Tibetan culture is now in the West and in India. It can survive there. I speak little Tibetan, I speak Chinese, because the Tibetan have different dialects. So in Lhasa, it's a high Tibetan. If you go to other provinces of Tibet, they have a different dialect. So it is better with Chinese. Nowadays, all the Tibetans, they have to speak Chinese. It is not the language they love, of course, but with a foreigner, they speak Chinese, and with Chinese language, I can speak everywhere in Tibet.
I see. So Chinese is now like English for...
Yes, because this is government policy. They promote the Chinese language, so Tibetan language is only in the lower school taught, but in all the high schools, universities, only Chinese. So nowadays the Tibetans, once they want to survive, and the young Tibetans who want to get a good job, who wants to survive, they must learn Chinese. It's no other way. You cannot go if you want something from official, from bureaucracy, it's all Chinese. Chinese, so you need to learn Chinese, and most of the Tibetans nowadays, they can speak Chinese. Even I am not converted to Buddhism, but I have wrote a book about the Buddha, so I have studied a lot. I have a huge library, so I have, when I'm traveling, usually it is the base to know as much as possible, and from that base I go and compare it with my own experience and try to write a book which is more than the knowledge which is so far. So this is very important. I study, of course not academic, but I study seriously. I read books, I try to learn language, and I try to go to the same place very often, not just one time. I have been in Tibet since 1985, every year, at least one time, sometimes two or three times per year. And I have found out that it is a process to see. When you travel the first time somewhere, you see the exotic things, you see the differences. If you come second time, third time, you see things which you have not seen the first time. So you open your eyes more, you get aware of many other things which you have ignored the first time. And therefore it's very important to travel to places more than one time to have a really deep understanding.
Interesting, because for some people it can be boring.
Yeah, this is the touristic way, they make a tick. Yeah, I want to see everything, so I go one time, I have seen, finished. But this is one way of touristic thing. I'm going to learn. So I go as long to one same place, as long I have the feeling I can learn something. If I get the feeling now I cannot learn more, then I don't go anymore.
And the last question, your next expedition?
Is Roads of Dialogue. Is a Silk Road project, a unique project. The Silk Road, you can travel nostalgic way on the foot traps of Marco Polo, or you can see the ancient places on the Silk Road, but I am interested in the spirit of the Silk Road. I say the Silk Road is first example of globalization in the world. And this example is very inspiring. And you can see in the Silk Road that the cultures, when they have an exchange, the result was more, not less. So I want to show by a spectacular action where people from all the countries along the Silk Road travel together like one family to have an intercultural dialogue, to have musicians, to have outdoors, to have artists, and we are traveling from city to city, stop there, make a program and continue. So it is a long, long journey. It's a cultural caravan, a cultural caravan. And this I want to do, to make aware of the spirit of the Silk Road.
So it is to be very, very long.
It's a project over many years.
For many years.
Many years. And this year we make a cultural event in Istanbul, in Varna, in Bulgaria, and we will travel one time all the distance from Germany to Beijing. But then we will travel with electromobility. First time CO2 free, using green energy, not just going by four-wheel drive. We want to show, to give a signal for future mobility. And future mobility may be electric e-mobility.